This is Decoded Datebook for December 23rd. There have been no American presidents like Theodore Roosevelt for creating volumes of books and other written musings about nature, patriotism, family, the American West, and many other subjects. T.R. was known for devouring books throughout his life. He was a spirited and beloved father to his five children, and an adventurer as comfortable in a saddle in Medora, Dakota Territory, as he was in Washington, D.C., or mingling with royalty or common folks from around the world. It's no wonder that Roosevelt would regard Christmas celebrations in the home as durable displays of joy for all ages. Christmas, in T.R.'s lifetime, did not have the production values or traditions commonly practiced today. Recalling incidents of his youth, T.R. wrote fondly about this week in 1913. Here's a portion. Christmas was an occasion of literally delirious joy. In the evening, we hung up our stockings, or rather, the biggest stocking we could borrow from the grown-ups, and before dawn, we trooped in to open them while sitting on father and mother's bed. The bigger presents were arranged, those for each child on its own table, in the drawing room, the doors to which were thrown open after breakfast. I never knew anyone else to have what seemed to me such attractive Christmases. In the next generation, I tried to reproduce them exactly for my own children. During T.R.'s lifetime, Christmas trees were present in some homes, but were not the norm as they are today. Most Roosevelt Christmas celebrations in the White House were treeless, as they had been for most presidents. America had formally designated Christmas an official holiday in 1870. Another remembrance of the Yuletide was written by T.R. in a letter to his sister Corrine shortly after Christmas Day in 1903, when he said, "I wonder whether there can ever come in life a thrill of greater exaltation and rapture than that which comes to one between the ages of, say, 6 and 14, when the library door is thrown open and you walk in to see all the gifts, like a materialized fairyland arrayed on your special table." T.R., the adult, remained a devoted family man, yet never seemed to give up a romantic, nostalgic streak concerning his childhood. The child in the old Rough Rider and Dakota Buckaroo always hung on to Christmas. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Stark. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.